This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
I'm from the Loop, and I'm proud. Evan?
What are you saying, Evan? You're singing it. Go for it.
No, you called it the Lou.
Right.
Nelly said, I'm from the Lou, and I'm proud. You called it the Lou.
I did. What would you like me to do with that now?
I'm just saying, you're a little validated there because Nelly did it first.
Yeah, well, Nelly and I are very similar. We hang out all the time. We are on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, ESPNU, along with Michelle Smallman. Evan Cohen with you. CC back with us in the new year. Couple of things to get you updated on. First off, the Rams last night, Thursday Night Football, they beat the Saints 30-22. The Rams have a winning record, 8-7 on the season. And the Rams are really good right now. They've won 5 of 6 games. The Rams are to the NFC what the Bills seem to be in the AFC. The only difference is the Rams are actually in the playoffs. The Bills are on the outside looking in the 9 seed. But the Rams are the team that you do not want to play in the postseason in any way, shape, or form if you are a contending team. Why? Well, they have a Super Bowl winning coach, quarterback, defender, big-time wide receiver, and a potential rookie of the year wide receiver. Yeah, potential rookie of the year in Puka Nacua, who's been amazing. The head coach of the Rams, Sean McVay, discussed his candidacy after the game because, remember, we're all sitting there thinking offensive rookie of the year, obviously C.J. Stroud. Sean McVay is thinking differently.
He's outstanding. You know, I mean, I couldn't be more grateful for the contributions. And I mean, what a freaking run on the jet sweep. Has a bunch of plays through the pass game. You guys have seen it week in and week out. You know, you talk about that balance. You can't have the balance if you don't have receivers that are willing to dig out support and do some of the things that he does. You know, you see around the league, you know, Stroud's had a great year, but this guy is, he would get my vote.
Okay, well, obviously he's going to get his vote. He's the coach of the team and his coach. Nacua this season has 96 catches, 1,327 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That is ridiculous for any wide receiver. It's even more ridiculous for a rookie, and it's even more ridiculous from already being ridiculous that there's 2 games left in the season. Now, comparatively, Smalls, C.J. Stroud, 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 3,631 yards, and this is a guy that clearly has galvanized that Texans team the way that Joe Burrow did a few years ago with the Bengals and making them into something that we didn't think they could be. That said, he didn't play last week. He's likely not going to play this week. And who knows if he's going to play again this weekend, this season, concussion protocol, etc. Is there an argument for offensive rookie of the year?
I think depending on CJ Stroud's availability, as you said, for the remainder of the year, perhaps. But I think for position and circumstance, C.J. Stroud has a better case than Puka Nacua, even though he's been outstanding this year. You just gave the numbers. He's been a revelation for the Rams. But quarterback is the most important currency in all of sports. And as you outlined, Evan, he took a destitute franchise and had them rally around him. And not only did he make them relevant again, he provided stability to the Houston Texans. I mean, the Houston Texans were as big of a mess as could possibly be. They were like the Denver Broncos and the New York Jets combined. They had a preacher running the show over there. The Deshaun Watson drama. They were really, really bad. And we have forgotten that in large part because of the play of C.J. Stroud. So I think if he comes back, he plays, it's going to be his award.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think you have to rank quarterback over wide receiver, as we always do with everything. And this is so unfair what I'm about to do, but we've seen Cooper Kupp play the role that Puka Nacua has played for the Rams. We've never seen anybody play the role that Stroud is playing now for the Texans. Like, Deshaun Watson didn't play this role. Like, he didn't galvanize the team in the way that Stroud has. So, again, completely unfair to hold that against Nacua because he is a rookie. He's phenomenal. I think any other year he could win Rookie of the Year, but when you have a Rookie of the Year quarterback, when you have a quarterback that was in the conversation for MVP, yeah, he's the rookie of the year, even if he doesn't play another game this season. But I think it's a fair argument that McVay is bringing up. Now, the other couple of things here. We've asked about the Pistons. They have a 25-game losing streak. Is that an accomplishment? Do you look at that as an accomplishment? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And if you're that bad, would you want to be historically bad? Because they're only a couple of games away, I think, from setting the all-time record, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's 26, so they could tie it with their next loss and then break it with one after that. But if you're a fan of a team that is that bad, would you want to be historically bad? I.e., and sorry, Javonte, who our producer from Michigan, i.e., if you're the Lions a few years ago and you're 0-15, do you want to get to 0-16 or would you rather be 1-15? As crazy as that sounds, there are some people that actually think that, like, yeah, you know what? Might as well lean into being that bad.
Yeah, but poor Javonte. Poor Detroit fans that were talking about this with the Pistons after they've already endured the Lions. Maybe not this season, but why would you want to lose that much? Especially if you're Detroit. Been there, done that. You've already experienced this. Why would you want to have to go through it again?
Well, Pat Costello has already said that, yeah. Pat, if you're 0-15, you want 0-16? Or 0-16, you want 0-17, I should say now?
Yeah, if you're going to be bad, you might as well be historically bad. You might as well be Guinness Book of World Records bad. Like, there we are. We're in something. Look at this accomplishment. We're the worst ever.
Javonte, when you guys with the Lions a few years ago were 0-15, did you want 0-16 or did you want 1-15 at that point?
I wanted it to be 1-15, but like at that point, the season was already dead. So like at least, you know, like, oh, if we lose, we get the number one pick guaranteed. Like the Pistons, they could set the record for worst team ever and they'll somehow get like the third pick.
When you say the season was already dead, like the season was dead upon arrival for these teams. I mean, it's not like, oh, we're 15 games into the season. You know, that they're then it's dead. All right. We're going to get your phone calls in on that in just a couple of minutes here, Smalls. But this is the last show that you and I are going to be a part of until the new year. So
yes.
We need to do some New Year predictions here in sports, but they have to be of the hot take variety, right? We want them to be a little bold and outlandish of things that are going to happen in 2024, right?
Yes.
Go for it. Kick us off.
Okay. I'm going to do this one. This is an Evan Cohen special.
An Evan Cohen special.
An Owen Cohen, Chris
Owen
Cohen,
Cohen.
Evan Cohen special for 2024. I think next year, Bill Belichick will be on a new team. He will not be with the New England Patriots. But no, it is not the Los Angeles Chargers. It's not the Washington Commanders. It's not the Chicago Bears. The new team that Bill Belichick will be joining is ours at ESPN. I think he gets out of football altogether.
Woo!
Winning record, be damned. He's going to be our teammate at ESPN. He's been great, Evan, when he actually tries at the media. Maybe he doesn't want to hit the restart button and do this all over again. Maybe, just maybe, Bill Belichick wants to enjoy his boat and he wants to cash a nice check talking about football and in a comfortable booth.
Well, I think, you know what?
That's my hottest take heading into next year.
This is specifically for our bosses, Justin Craig, Mark Gross. Here it is. As part of the Belichick contract, he and I will co-host Do Your Pod.
Wow, that's a good name. That's a really good name.
Do Your Pod. Belichick and I will do a podcast together. Do Your Pod. Huh?
You better trademark that right now. We know how difficult it is to name something. You better get on the internet and trademark that right now.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yes.
I don't get the name.
What?
Do Your Job. Do Your Pod.
Oh.
Bill Belichick's catchphrase,
that's
do
fine.
Your
Wait,
job.
What? You really didn't get that?
No, I didn't get that at all.
I'm
I asked
a big
Nuno,
believer.
He didn't get it either.
No,
really?
No. I thought he said, what's that, the pod going to be about? Like, that's what I thought you said.
Do Your Job? That's so Bill Belichick. It's classic Belichick.
Oh, we're on to Pods Day.
We're on to Pods Day.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, we're doing Belichick podcast names. I like it. Okay. What else, Smalls?
I think that the Bears are going to win the NFC North. That's right. Not the Detroit Lions, who have turned a new leaf and are not the same old Lions. Not the Minnesota Vikings, who will be getting potentially Kirk Cousins back, but will have a new quarterback. Not the Green Bay Packers, who seem to have found the next guy in Jordan Love and are one of those sneaky teams that could be disruptive. I think the Chicago Bears, who are better than people think, potentially getting a new head coach, a new quarterback, could be Caleb Williams. I think the Bears are going to turn a corner and they're going to win the NFC North next season.
I don't think that's a crazy one. I mean, it's a hot take because anytime you project Bears success, it feels crazy. But I don't think in the context of what we're talking about now, I don't think that's a hot take at all. I think that's a good one. What else?
I have one more for you.
Okay.
In 2024, it's gonna work. It's gonna work. For which team? The New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers is gonna come back. He's gonna be healthy. And he is going to deliver on the expectations that we had set forth for the New York Jets this season. It's just going to be one season delayed. I think the Jets make it to the AFC Championship game next season.
Wow. All right, 24 hot takes. I'm going to pick up right where you left off because I got a Jets one too. In 2024, Aaron Rodgers will be reunited with Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy's done a fantastic job with the Dallas Cowboys. I think Mike McCarthy has brought the best out of Dak Prescott. I think Jerry Jones is going to, if they don't win the Super Bowl, be absurd and potentially fire Mike McCarthy. And I think at that point, Aaron Rodgers will realize, yeah, Salah and all these guys are nice and everything, but I had my most success team-wise with that guy. Bring him in. Wow. Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers reunited. Next one. Absurd hot takes, 2024. Tom Brady is going to be an owner of a football team, but it won't be the Raiders. Why has it not happened yet? I know he has a piece of Las Vegas Aces. There's a valuation issue there. I think Tom's coming home. Especially if Belichick's gone, doesn't it make sense to bring Brady back? Give him a piece of the team? Just throwing that out there. Next one. This one's for you.
Okay.
Yes. The LA Dodgers do not win the World Series.
Great. Love it.
They do not win the World Series. In addition, Joel Embiid wins the MVP again, back-to-back MVPs, and they don't make it to the conference finals. Same thing as always. He's amazing. They're not. And I have another one.
Okay.
But I can't read it. I have no idea what I wrote here. What did I write?
Well, I can't tell you. Can't help you out there, buddy.
I have no idea what I wrote on this one. Okay, but here's the last one I have.
Okay.
Everybody's excited about the college football playoffs expanding and everything like that. I'm going to say college football actually gets better before it gets worse. Hmm. That we're going to have more drama, more controversy. Somehow it's going to get worse before it gets better next year. 24 hot takes. And there you go. Nuno, Pat, Javonte. Most logical take we had that actually could be accomplished here.
That the Dodgers will not win the World Series.
Okay.
The most absurd take that we've had that will never actually happen.
Bill Belichick.
That you'll host a podcast with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that was a dream, not a prediction.
Well, do your pod.
Love the name, though. Love the name.
Joe Fortenbaugh, our frenemy, joins us next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Fakes the handoff. He'll fire it downfield. Wide open is Atkins at the 15, and he will walk in for his second touchdown of the night, 35 yards. Byron Brown has got three touchdown passes this evening, and the South Florida Bulls are pouring it on.
Chris Garland with a call here on ESPN Radio. Byron Brown, the 35-yard touchdown pass to Sean Atkins as part of the RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, where USF shuts out Syracuse last night, 45-0. Good hands moment of the week, brought to you by Allstate. With insurance from Allstate, you'll be game day ready every day. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent today to learn more. Allstate, you're in good hands, along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you. We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio. Well, you heard Carlin, so that means you have to hear Joe. Carlin versus Joe each and every weekday, noon until 3 Eastern time here on ESPN Radio. Joe Fortenbaugh looks mad. Do you not like that we just played a Chris Carlin highlight? You seem annoyed by this, Joe.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. It's 31 degrees here today. I'm in short sleeves. I didn't pack appropriately when I moved here. My car was covered in ice this morning. I have no ice scraper. You guys are down in Florida. I'm very resentful of that. I hate you both. So, yeah, I'm it has nothing to do with Carlin. Okay, here's the beauty of Carlin. He comes on the show yesterday to preview that game. We didn't need him. I told him flat out how that game was going to go. It went that way, and then he gave analysis that didn't really matter. And now here we are. So.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, I was with Carlin a bunch the last few days.
He is not happy with you. He found out that you are at a much nicer hotel than he is, and he is really upset.
Uh-oh. He's at a very nice hotel.
He's not at your hotel.
He's not at my hotel. You are damn right about that, Joe. But here's the greatest thing about Fortenbaugh, because Joe is no dummy. Joe knows exactly what he's doing. So Carlin says to me yesterday, he goes, Fortenbaugh puts me in this impossible spot. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, if you work for ESPN like we all do and you call games like he does, you can't be promoting ESPN Bet for the game that you're actually calling. You can't be involved in that.
Correct.
So what Fortenbaugh does is asks him only about the games he's calling to put him in an impossible spot just to screw with them. So he says, yeah, Joe's asking me about Syracuse, South Florida as he's calling the Syracuse, South Florida game. So bravo by you. I love that you do that to him.
Now, to be fair, I made all of my bets and my predictions moments before he came on the show. So anything he said afterwards had no influence on me whatsoever. We understand the company policy around here. We're straight shooters on Carlin versus Joe. But yeah, the whole point of having him on was to jam him up. And you should have seen Big Boy squirm. It was beautiful.
So one quick thing before Smalls gets into the football, Joe, I want to ask you. And this is a weird one, but here we go. Would you bet on the Pistons one way or another? 25-game losing streak. Do you just bet them to lose, or is the move to actually bet on them to win?
I bet on them to win last night. I lost. Oh. I lost. Let me tell you how pathetic that team is.
Okay.
You could not tailor make a situation more favorable for a team to win a game than what they had last night. We had a bunch of this in the NBA last night. Here's an example. Oklahoma City hadn't played since Monday. They're playing a Clippers team that was playing like their fourth game in six nights, second half of a back-to-back. Great spot for OKC. They hammered the Clippers. They end that winning streak. Not a knock on the Clippers. It was just a very difficult situation. Meanwhile, that's what Detroit had last night. Detroit hadn't played since Monday. They're off. They're at home. They're playing literally the worst road team in the NBA in Utah, and this team had played like five games in eight nights in five different cities. They were all over the place. They had just played the night before. Forget about spreads. Just winning the game, that is a layup of a win, and they blew it. So 2-80 is on the table for the Pistons this year. They suck, man. That was absolutely – I'm a little bitter, but also even if I hadn't bet, it just annoys me to the fact that you have that situation set up like that and you still lose. They've been drafting good talent for years, and they can't do anything. And they gave the head coach that massive contract, and he is doing absolutely nothing but robbing that team of money because they are a pathetic excuse for an NBA team.
Tell them how you really feel, Joe.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll catch you next Friday.
Well, Joe, let's pivot to the NFL, which hopefully is going to be a little bit more positive than what we saw out of the Pistons last night. Oof. Let's go to the Dolphins and the Cowboys. I don't really know how to look at this one. I believe the line is Dolphins -1. It feels like the money's been kind of shifting in this one, maybe towards Dallas. How would you approach this game, Joe?
Great matchup, because both teams have lots of questions coming in. It seems like everyone I talk to here at ESPN is siding towards Miami. Orlovsky's been doing a great thing this week, breaking down how bad the Dallas run defense is and how Miami should be able to attack them with all that pre-snap motion. He's done a wonderful job with that, and I think a lot of people are looking to Miami. I'm looking to Dallas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play the Cowboys in this one. Miami should be able to run the ball, but the offensive line has some injuries. Running backs have some injuries. Tyreek Hill's a bit banged up. The element that no one wants to talk about here is Miami's defense. If you look at some of the metrics, you'll see that they're fourth in the NFL in efficiency. It's like, oh, Vic Fangio's done a great job. This is a great defense. They haven't played anybody. 9 of their 14 games have come against teams that rank in the bottom 10 in scoring. 9 of 14 against the bottom 10 in scoring. Of course your defense should look good. What happened in those other 5 games when you stepped up in class, right? They're giving up an average of 30 points per game in the 5 games against teams that aren't in the bottom 10 in scoring. I think the Cowboys hang a big number here. I look to the over. I also like Dallas.
We are on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, here on ESPN Radio. Joe Fortenbaugh is joining us. Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen. Of course, you hear him noon until 3 Eastern Time. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Bet. So you know I love the interim coach bump.
Yeah.
I think we forget because it happened seemingly so long ago. Chargers-Bills is an interesting one. Bills have a huge number. They've been awesome recently. Everybody's saying that they could be this sleeper Super Bowl team. Could the Chargers get that interim coach bump this weekend?
You brought this up like 5 weeks ago, and somehow we've had a game that's fallen into this category every week since then.
I know.
Like,
I know.
They keep firing coaches. It's been remarkable.
And it works every time, Joe. It really does.
It's been very good this season. So we saw the Bills as high as minus 14. It's dropped to about 12.5. That's kind of a dead zone when it comes to point spreads. If you like six-point teasers, I think you can tease the Bills down from 12.5, get them inside 7. At around 6.5, you could pair him up with Pittsburgh. That's a little bit over some people's heads, so we can explain that more somewhere down the road. Look, it's kind of a stay away for me. Buffalo has been a wagon right now, and they need to win every single game. So there's no looking ahead, and it would not surprise me in the least if they just laid it on the Chargers. Because Staley's gone, but Staley was only part of the problem. Like, the problem is the top of the food chain there. They're so cheap. They run things very poorly. And as a result, you just have a bad product week in and week out. And after what I saw from Easton Stick in that game against the Raiders, I mean, good God. Are they going to find a way to improve that in 10 days? Maybe. So there was some sharp money on the Chargers at around 14, but right now it's in a dead zone. So it's kind of a stay away for me. But if you're playing the Chargers and all those points, I don't think it's the end of the world.
Joe, we're running short on time here, so yeah. I have to ask you my favorite question of the entire week. Do we have a wink-wink game for the people?
I'll give you a couple college games that are tomorrow. Northwestern plus 6.5 over Utah. It's all about motivation. Utah usually plays for conference championships. I don't think they want to be in that game. Northwestern's had a tremendous season this year. Take the points. This was as high as plus 9. Now it's down to 6.5. Coastal Carolina plus 10 over San Jose State. Hawaii Bowl. San Jose State, another team I think lacks the motivation. They were just in Hawaii a few weeks ago, so I don't think they care about being back there. And then on top of it, they thought they should have been playing in the Mountain West Championship game. They got snubbed. Coastal's coming in with a running quarterback. If you're able to run the ball against San Jose State, which you can grind the clock, and those 10 points will be valuable to you. So I would play those two. And then in that Baltimore-San Francisco game Monday, I'd play the over. I think there's going to be a lot of points in that game. People are going to look at the defenses. I think the offenses have their day, Smalls.
Joe, amazing job. Thank you so much for the help. Happy holidays. I'm going to be nice. Happy New Year, everything like that. So enjoy your freezing cold Bristol with a short-sleeve shirt. It's not about Bristol's great. Your short-sleeve shirt in winter doesn't make sense.
Like I said, I didn't pack anything properly. I waited until the last minute to I wait till the last minute to pack for a flight. I waited literally until the last minute to pack for a move, and it is really biting me. I have nothing I need, and I'm leaving Bristol tomorrow to go somewhere very tropical, Buffalo, New York, so I'm sure it's going to get a lot better.
We are on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. This is ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio. ESPNU. We are presented by Progressive Insurance along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you. CeCe back with us next week, although CeCe's picks are going to be a part of this one, Smalls.
Love it.
As Nuno, our producer, during our break, just said to get us ready for this segment, he said to us, I'm going to allow you guys to give the picks, and then I'm going to give Canty's picks. Well, he's going to allow. Now, if we didn't, are we just going to have dead air? No, no. What? He's going to allow us to give the picks here. So here we go. All right.
Well, I think he would just read Canty's picks then.
Yeah, I guess
I
so.
I didn't want to give you guys Canty's picks to actually influence the way you guys go.
Okay, so just so we understand. So we're going to make the picks. And then if Canty's goes against ours, are we just going to allow him to overrule us as somebody that played 11 years in the league and won a Super Bowl?
No, maybe. No, because you're not going to put this on Mr. Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion, huge member of
now
the
you,
show.
Now you use his first name when you've previously forgotten it, but go ahead, yeah?
So it'll be part of that. Hey, okay, let's say you guys are both on one team. I'll let you know what Canty has picked.
Okay.
Still majority rules.
Yes. Javonte, hit the music.
Okay. Ah, I love that music.
All right, so here we're going to give the standings first. Since I just saw Bubba walk in the studio from Greeny, we'll go from last place to first place in the ESPN Radio Pick'em standings. Last place is Greeny, 17-27-2. Amber and Ian are, what's the first number in their win column?
21.
23-2. Game night, Q and Emmett and everybody, 25-19-2. We are 25-19-2. Freddie and Harry, and I was with Harry yesterday at the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, 26-18-2. And Carlin versus Joe, commanding lead at 31-13-2. Was with Carlin also yesterday. So, Smalls, we got three games.
All right.
The first one, Bengals are favored by 2 on the road at the Steelers, Smalls.
So, Pittsburgh at home. This kind of feels like a tricky one, Evan. I was looking under. There's a pretty low over-under. I think it was at 38 points last night on this game. Bengals favored by 2. I think the Bengals can cover. I think we should go with the Bengals.
So, the Bengals favored by 2. It's on the road. It's a Saturday game at Pittsburgh. The Bengals did a great job coming back last week and winning their game. Pittsburgh has lost 3 in a row. They have lost 3 games in a row and not to good teams. The Cardinals and the Patriots, and then obviously to a better team in Indy. They're not very good right now. We know that. They have the Seahawks and the Ravens on the road after that. We could be looking at Mike Tomlin's first losing season. He's never actually had a losing season.
I know.
Really like the Bengals and I really like Browning, but I think the smart pick would be Pittsburgh plus 2. And getting him to 8 wins to figure out a way of maybe getting a winning record, I would lean Pittsburgh plus 2 in this one.
All right. Well, Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion, huge member of this show.
Uh-huh.
While he dislikes the Bengals, he hates the Steelers more. He also went Bengals minus 2.
I'm fine with that. And I hope that's right because I do like the Bengals story here with Jake Browning. So we're going to go with Bengals minus 2. Just remember I said that about the Steelers because I don't know how Tomlin gets to the winning record, which if he doesn't, I know Pat Costello will be happy because he hates the narrative around that. Not hates Mike Tomlin, but hates the narrative around how much we value the no losing seasons in his career. Next one. The Lions, Smalls, are favored by 3.5 at the Vikings. Lions have had a weird last few weeks. They've had some bad losses, and then they had a very good win last week. Lions favored by 3.5. FPI, ESPN Analytics gives them a 61% chance of winning this game.
Yeah, I know that they're on the road, but that 3.5 feels low for the Lions, doesn't it? Especially with the quarterback situation in Minnesota. I like the Lions. Easy.
Yeah, 42-17. They beat a Broncos team that potentially, you've said today, could finish with 10 wins. It's weird because the week before, if you look at the last 4 weeks for the Lions, they lose to the Packers on Thanksgiving 29-22. They beat the Saints 33-28 when we thought the Saints had a chance at the division, which I don't anymore. They then go on the road and lose to the Bears 28-13, which makes you scratch your head because you thought they had that bad game out of the way with the Packers, and then they beat up on the Broncos. I tend to agree with you. I would lean towards the Lions here in this game. Yes, they are favored. Yes, it's on the road. I would still lean towards the Lions over the Vikings. I would take Detroit minus 3.5 as well. Vikings coming off of blowing that lead to the Bengals in overtime last week. These two teams played twice in the last 3 weeks of the season. But right now, I would agree with you. I would go Lions minus 3.5. Where does CeCe go on this, Nuno?
Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion.
Oh, boy.
Huge part of the show. Hates Javonte and win Vikings plus 3.5.
Ooh.
But the pick is the Lions minus 3.5.
Okay. Well, what do you think out of curiosity? Do you think he made the right pick or do you think we made the right pick?
I can't. It's the Lions cover.
Okay.
Sorry, Javonte. The Lions win.
Last game. Nobody's been more definitive on this game all show long than Michelle Smallman. Nobody has had a clearer vision of what's going to happen in this game than Michelle Smallman.
That's
She's
right.
had both teams today winning, both teams losing, both teams tying. There is nobody who's given you more of a black and white hot take on the Cowboys at the Dolphins than Smalls. Dolphins favored by one, Smalls. This has been your game today. You've been all over this one. Who you got?
Yeah. I can make the argument for or against either one of these teams.
Oh,
as soon as I pick
God.
One, I
Here
talk myself
go.
Out of it. The line has been shifting. Money is shifting towards Dallas in this one. At least the last time I looked at it, it was. It feels like whoever has the ball last is going to win this game.
Oh my God!
I'm going with the Cowboys in this. I think we need to go with the Cowboys.
Smalls has whoever has more points feels like they're going to win. Whoever holds the other team to less points would give her the advantage in that game. So who are we taking? You say the Cowboys?
I think we need to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'll take the Cowboys. Plus one on the road at Miami. There'll be a lot of Cowboys fans in the building in South Florida on Sunday. I will take the Cowboys. I agree with Smalls. What does CeCe have?
So this is what the great Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion, calls Canty can't lose game. Cowboys win. You know, I win because he's a former Cowboy.
Yes.
Cowboys lose. We all win because we can kill him. He actually went Dolphins minus one on that.
Wow.
So we did not have a unified 3-0 in any of these.
No, the Bengals won, right?
I picked the Steelers.
Yeah, so yeah. Nope.
No. So yeah. So we had.
But you guys have had the majority on these. So outside, so you guys had the Lions, Chris had the Vikings, and you've taken the Cowboys, and Chris took the Dolphins.
Now, to be fair, Smalls has taken every team in every game, I think, today.
No, so, just the Dolphins.
Just the Dolphins. Okay, sorry, just the Dolphins.
Just the Cowboys and Dolphins.
So,
could you
again,
see me in a coin flip, Evan? Come on.
To review, Bengals minus two, Lions minus 3.5, Cowboys plus one in the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN is your telephone number to join the show. Let's get some phone calls in here. Ryan in Texas listening on SiriusXM channel 80 on the losing streak and whether or not you'd want it to be even worse if you're a Pistons fan.
Okay, I'm not a Pistons fan. All I want to say about thank you for accepting my call, but is that, yes, it is an accomplishment, and it's an accomplishment in the sense of just like consequences. So accomplishment just automatically has a positive, you know, connotation, even though it's not, it can be neutral, just like connotation. It's usually negative, but it can be positive as well. And the accomplishment is just achieving something, right? You're owning a record. That's the accomplishment. It's not one that you want, but it's one that you would get. And then it could be like, you're in a radio show, you want the Marconi Award, but you might get the Johnson and Smith Award. It's still an accomplishment. It's not the one you want, the one you end up with.
Yeah. And so there you go, Smalls. There is somebody saying that if you have the all-time losing streak record in a sport, in this case the NBA with the Pistons, are closing in on that, that it is an accomplishment. It is that.
I still can't go there. I get what he's saying about the actual definition of the word, but I can't ever look at a losing record as something positive. I just can't.
Mike in Italy on the ESPN app.
Italy?
Are you actually in Italy right now, Mike?
Yes, I am.
What part of Italy?
I'm in Pisa, heading for Sicily.
Ooh, amazing.
What time of day is it over there?
You got a 6-hour time difference. It's coming up on happy hour.
Wow. Look at you in Italy.
The cannoli is in the oven, and the Chianti is getting opened up.
And now we have officially lost Michelle Smallman for the rest of the show, who's only
Correct.
Thinking about that.
Cannolis, Chianti, Italy. Mike, you're living my dream right now.
Okay, well, let's live yours. Here's the poll question.
Okay.
For New Year's Eve, would you rather be in St. Louis, West Palm, or with the DeVito family tailgate at the Giants game?
Ooh.
Wow. You know what, Smalls? Don't answer that. We'll answer it coming up within the unsportsmanlike moment of the day, whether or not Smalls for New Year's with the DeVitos, West Palm, or the Lou next on Unsportsmanlike.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
He survived a terrible, terrible moment in our history.
The most unsportsmanlike moment of the day.
That was terrible.
Was not a great look.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio. ESPNU, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you. Chris Candy back with us in the new year. So let's, before we get to unsportsmanlike moments, Smalls, on a day after the Rams get a big win, Thursday Night Football against the Saints, the Pistons losing streak continues. Anthony Davis says it's a must-win game somehow in the NBA in December for the Lakers on Thursday night, and getting ready for the Cowboys-Dolphins this weekend, as well as Monday Night Football on ESPN, best game arguably of the year with the Ravens and the Niners. So we've got a ton going on in this holiday weekend. You were asked by a caller who called in Italy, Mike in Italy, said you could spend New Year's Eve in one of the three places that he gave you. He said specifically for you because it is very much tailored to you. You could spend New Year's Eve where you are now in your hometown of St. Louis. You could spend New Year's Eve where you just were, where I am now in West Palm. Or you could spend New Year's Eve with the DeVito family, Tommy DeVito, Giants quarterback, Illinois, like you, with the cutlets, with all the food, the Italian food that you love. Where is Michelle Smallman spending New Year's Eve with those three as the opportunities, as the chances here for you?
Those are really all three great options. I wouldn't be mad at any of those three options to ring in the new year. First, I'm going to eliminate hanging out with the DeVito fam, even though I would love to do it. I bet the DeVito's chicken cutlets, the penne vodka, the vibes, I bet outstanding. I know there's a little red wine in the cup. We're going to have a great time. But I'll probably have to stand outside. And I just, you know, I have to deal with sports all the time. Like, we are so fortunate to have this job, but it's sports 24/7, 365. So I might like one day where it's not all about sports. Even though I love the DeVito's, would love to hang out, invite me to the tailgate any other time, on that specific day, I'm going to remove them from the equation. Now, I was just in West Palm with the lovely people at ESPN West Palm, Palm Beach. We stayed at a very amazing and luxurious hotel, and the weather was outstanding. Would not in any way be mad at having to relive that experience. But the only thing more luxurious than the time we spent in West Palm is the luxury of spending time with people I love. Now that I live away from my family and friends and my hometown and my city, I'm never going to turn down the opportunity to be back in the Lou. So I'm sorry, DeVito's. I'm sorry, West Palm. I'm going to spend New Year's here in St. Louis. Any chance I get to come back home, I'm taking it.
Yeah, I wasn't asked about it, but I would go to the Breakers in Palm Beach. That's where I would go, where I've been and where you've been. I mean, give me the Breakers over everything, all day, every day.
But what if
that's
your family wasn't there? What if your family wasn't there?
Well, they're going to be. So,
but that's what I'm saying. But I'm having to choose between my family or the luxury hotel, and I'm going to pick my family.
Yeah. Well, my family's going to be hopefully at that luxury
hotel. Must be nice.
So, yeah. Well, okay. All right. Anyway, so we've had some unsportsmanlike moments this week on this show. We have to relive some of them as the unsportsmanlike moments of the week here on a Friday. The first one was we had former Miami Heat three-time champion Udonis Haslam on the show. He has launched a new podcast with Mike Miller, the OG's podcast. He's an NBA analyst out there, and we were talking to him about Draymond and John Morant and all the things going on in the NBA. And we close out the interview with a guy that is my favorite NBA player, like non-Michael Jordan of all time, and this is how that sounded. UD, this was awesome. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck on the podcast, and hopefully we can speak again in the future here.
We'd love to do it. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Owen.
I'll never get over that. It was so beautiful.
Can we get you like a Heat jersey with Owen on the back now?
No. No, absolutely not. So
we need to do that.
As if Pat and Michelle and Nuno and Javonte, that wasn't enough. As if Udonis calling me Owen wasn't enough. Today, in getting breakfast, Starbucks, egg sandwich, they changed my name.
No. Tell them what the sandwich really was.
Go ahead, Smalls. Go ahead.
It's a turkey bacon sandwich with no turkey. It's quite literally, if you go to Starbucks, you order the turkey bacon sandwich. And Owen gets it without
it was
turkey
no
bacon.
Meat.
No meat.
It was an egg white with turkey bacon and cheese. And I ordered it. I just wanted the egg white and cheese. So somehow it became no turkey bacon. And everybody thought I was just getting a piece of bread for breakfast. But they thought my name was Heaven. H-E-A-V-E-N. I put it out there at Upco Radio. Heaven. They thought my name was Heaven. So this week alone, I have been called Owen by Udonis Haslam, Heaven by Starbucks, and Chris by a caller. To which I responded, I did not think that one was that crazy considering we have a Chris on the show. Nuno, our producer, then to that, Pat, said what to you off the air about us having a Chris on the show?
We have a Chris on the show?
Yeah. As if somehow he didn't know who Chris Canty was. I understand that we call him CC and Canty more often than we do Chris, but yes, he was unaware who Chris was.
When I said, Chris Canty, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know who we could have meant, but that is obviously who we meant there. Now, as if that wasn't enough with Nuno, Nuno was here with us in Florida for the week, and we named him, renamed him Fluno, Florida Nuno.
Correct.
And Michelle and Nuno got a pedicure this week. Can you walk us through that unsportsmanlike moment with one Nuno?
So he was Fluno, but for this specific moment, he was Nino, because when we checked in at the spa, it was like, Miss Michelle, come this way, Mr. Nino, come this way. And Michelle, everyone at O Palm Beach was so lovely. They took us back to the space where we were going to get pedicures. We sat down in the massage chairs, shoes and socks off, dipping in the water, get a little soak in before the pedicure starts. As soon as we sat in the massage chair and Nuno dipped his toes in that water and had the massage working, he sunk in there, Evan, and got blissed out from 0 to 60 like that. 0 to 100 real quick. Fluno, aka Nino, the boss, was relaxing. And in that moment, he's like, you're never going to see me again. He was all for it. I think pedicures are now part of the self-care routine.
Nuno, Fluno, Nino, did you feel like Smalls was laughing with you or at you? Because she was dying watching you in that chair.
I feel Michelle is a friend, and she was laughing at me, and I'm fine with that because I think her and Rob Lorenzo does a great job with our social media. He was completely laughing at me the whole time, but I think he was jealous because he wasn't getting pampered. So I actually don't care.
Yeah,
well, you know, new year coming up, new me.
I was not laughing at you. I was just so pleased to see you so relaxed and enjoying it so much. And I didn't really know if you were going to like it because you had never had that experience before. And some people don't love to have people messing with their feet. So I didn't know how you were going to receive it. And to see you enjoy it so much gave me so much joy. I have to tell you.
Let me just tell you, when Rosa put the hot towels around my feet, it was over.
Wait, you had hot towels on your feet? I didn't even know about that.
They put hot towels, wrap hot towels around your feet. There was some like Fiji type like mask that they used. It was just unbelievable.
So that the whole pedicure thing became a theme on the show this week, so much so that Kimberly A. Martin, when she joined us, we came up with a campaign slogan for her, pedicures in 24, pedicure in 24. But then Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer, Cleveland Browns, NFL Network, joined us yesterday. And Smalls asked him about whether or not he gets pedicures, to which he said yes, that his daughter gives him a pedicure, and that he had a tiger print pedicure on his toenail, and that Joe, as you're seeing on ESPNU, then took his camera on TV, showed us his feet. We see the tiger stripe toes, his big toe, and then Joe proceeded to take us on a tour of his office, his home, with his feet, including his feet right in front of a fireplace yesterday on the show. I mean, is that the most unsportsmanlike moment of the day of the week there with Joe's feet?
I think it has to be,
right?
I think it might have to be. That's going to be one of those iconic, memorable moments from our show.
I'm still going with Nuno not remembering Chris Canty.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
That not being on the air just kills me. That just, like, if can you imagine, Pat, if he just said that, who's Chris on the air?
The funny part is he said it multiple times, and I didn't pick up on it the first time. And then he said it the second time, and I was like, oh, he's serious. He actually doesn't know that there's a Chris on the show.
Remarkable. Remarkable. Well, what a week. We have to thank Celsius, obviously, Smalls, for sending us to Florida. They did an amazing job, and obviously you have been a huge fan of Celsius for a long period of time. The Breakers, what an amazing time we had at the greatest hotel in the world. It was amazing at Palm Beach, of course. The David A. Burke Foundation for sending us here as well, and the event that we got to MC the other night at the Breakers, the charity golf tournament, which Nuno was walking around, and that's when Fluno was really born. And
he was
what
thriving.
Mauve? What's the pants color you came
up? Mauve colored pants.
Mauve.
Oh, boy.
Mauve. No, it's mauve.
If you're wrong, it's mauve, but it's mauve.
Evan, take us home.
Anyway, Greeny coming up next. Gabe Neitzel, Hembo, in for Greeny. We are on the 2024. We're Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.